If you kill momentum, you can kill the progress. And that can be a real downer in your journey of having to learn how to sell on Amazon or e-commerce. How do I find the right mentor? Look for the receipts. If someone's claiming that they're an eight-figure seller, but they're driving a Kia, chances are they're probably not doing eight figures. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about mentoring, and not just the mentoring that I provide, but the mentoring and coaching that I've received over my life, and potentially what sort of mentoring and coaching can make an impact in your life from a range of different people. Now, I know that in this industry, there's a little bit of what's called now, I guess, woo-woo, and is it a scam? And I can tell you that I've spent a large sum of money over my lifetime in mentoring and coaching. And I'm going to tell you the exact figure at the very end of this episode. So stay tuned for the, what could the number be? How much has he invested? And that's the first thing I think I would say is that I see mentoring and coaching as an investment, not an expense. Some people, I think, look at mentoring and coaching as it's coming out of my pocket, and you know, what is the exact return on this investment I'm going to make? So if you're putting in, let's say, $20,000 for a year's coaching, am I going to make that $20,000 minimum back in the first year? And sometimes, I would say probably most times, you can't really measure it by that, because sometimes the return on that investment that you make you don't really see it for potentially years down the track. So that's the first thing to note. But I can tell you, I was thinking a lot like most people, I think, in the very beginning. I go back to 2000, I'm about 21 years old, and I see late one night was this guy called Tony Robbins, right? Late on TV, one of those infomercial ads that came on. And there's something that just got me about Tony Robbins. I mean, obviously we all know, or most people know Tony Robbins now as this amazing guy who helps coach people for various different things, relationships, investments, finance, just life in general. Anyway, so this is probably around the time when he first started, because I remember the program was called Personal Power 2, and it was actually only available on CD. And I remember, it's funny what stays in your mind over all these years, but I remember ringing the phone number that was on TV, and you had to talk to someone. You remember those days? You had to talk to someone late at night and actually give them your credit card over the phone, and then they would put your details down, and then you were going to receive these CDs, audio CDs, in the post, right? So I placed the order, and then probably 2 weeks later, I get this big package. Funny enough, I just remember, probably in the last sort of 5 years, I've held on to these CDs for like over two decades, just sitting in the cupboard somewhere. And I think I remember I actually sold them on eBay. I was like, oh, I think I can let these go. Yeah, I'm just moving house, you know. So I remember that being one of the first times that I made an investment into my own personal self, my own personal development is how I like to call it, personal development. And that's exactly what someone like Tony Robbins provides. Now, I can even remember back then the thing that stuck with me the most, right? I went through most of the CDs, but there was one thing in particular, and it was something along the lines of, don't think about things, just do it. And so I'm a 21-year-old kid taking on this advice, and it was around the time that I bought my first property at 21. So it was one of those things, I was thinking about property, and probably because I was so young, I didn't know any different, I just went out and just started buying property, right? Because Tony Robbins said, stop overthinking, don't overthink it, just go and do it. And so I think when you have that in your mind, you're thinking, okay, well, I just need to find whatever steps I need to do to get me to that buying the next property, for example. So that's the first thing I remember about investing in myself all those years ago. And I do have that, I had that at the time too, was, is this a scam? Is this guy going to be able to tell me the things that I want to know? Because when I was at that age, like when I came out of high school, I thought that everybody wanted to get rich. That is just something that I just thought most people did. I didn't go to university. I went straight into the workforce and was just thinking, okay, I'm just doing what everybody else is doing. They just want to know how to get rich. So I was obviously looking around for things, you know, I had little businesses, I was self-employed when I just in high school. I started doing mobile DJing, so I was already kind of on that tip. Now, keep in mind that this is in the days before social media. There was no YouTube, so the only way you could get to someone like the information that Tony Robbins was providing was actually getting his audio CDs. Now, we're so lucky because all the kids of today, it's literally in the palm of their hand and they can access this information like 24/7, right? So they've got the gift this day and age. So that was my first foray into mentoring. Then years passed and I discovered, I went into the Amazon training program. That was my next big move into getting personal development. And it was personal development in a particular niche itself, not just like broad, but literally just Amazon training. And it was around the time, and it was that exact time that I invested $20,000 in a mentor for a year's program. Now you're probably thinking $20,000? Yeah, it was a lot of money. It was a shit ton of money. And it was even money that I didn't even have. I had to go and sell stuff that was sitting in the garage to be able to afford to make the payment on that training program. But at the time, the reason why I invested that money was because the guy who was delivering the education, which was Adam Hudson, I believed in him and he was further ahead in the game of Amazon. And I wanted to learn exactly from that guy the ins and outs of how to fast track my training and of course, fast track my financial success, let's say, and without potentially, well, hopefully without making mistakes. So that was the first major expense that I remember, which is only a few short years ago, 2017, in fact. And looking back now, I can tell you it was the best investment that I ever made. The best investment. Much easier to say now because you've got money behind you and you can look back, right? At the time, you're thinking, is this the best investment I can make? Yeah. But everything over the course of years just becomes a layer upon layer of knowledge, which gives you power. Yeah. And you can just take that and hopefully take action on those things. So the next lot of mentoring that I did for myself was, let me think, Facebook ads. That's right. I did Facebook ads. So this is around the time where I started to just think, I've spent $20,000 in this mentoring program with Amazon Education and it worked. It started working out. So I'm thinking I need to just now double down. And it was around this time too, 2017, it was, I think mentoring and coaching started to become a little bit more accepted in the world, right? I mean, go back to 2000, it was a bit woo-woo, like I said, and a bit, is this a scam? Whereas now it's becoming more acceptable. And it's funny because I say to people now, if they don't have a coach, I say, what do you mean you don't have a coach? Are you serious? Because I've had just so many coaches and mentors now over the years that it becomes, it's just like normal to me. Just like I thought when coming out of high school, I thought it was normal that everybody wanted to now just go and get rich and did whatever they could to do that. But you know, I haven't just spent money in the sense of big coaching programs too. I've done things like, you know, buy books. That's a really simple way that everybody right now can go out and do. Like Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad comes to mind. You know, that was a really influential book for me. And this has been around for decades. It's gonna be one of those books that sort of last the test of time. So I've now sort of doubled down on this training and coaching. I'm receiving so much information from people and I start seeing the results as well because I'm taking action on these things. And that's the one thing that you must do is if you're getting the advice from coaches and mentors, you must take actionable steps. Otherwise, it's just going to, you're just pissing money up the wall really, right? You can go back to your 9-to-5 job. So how did I possibly get to becoming a mentor now? It's a great question because over the years, as I've seen a lot of success in the Amazon and e-com space, people started to reach out to me, Matthew, hey, how did you do this? How did you do that? Or even when I started buying up, you know, commercial properties, Matt, how did you buy the properties? How did you do this? And so I found that I was actually just talking to people just naturally, you know, oh, this is how I did it. And this is how I did it. But there's one thing that stood out is that every person I spoke to didn't take action. They didn't take action. You're thinking, well, why wouldn't they take action? And the reason why is because they're not invested. Yeah. When you put money into a program with a mentor or a coach, you're now committed. Like you're focused on what they're saying because you want results too. And so by getting people to pay for mentoring and coaching, it shows their commitment. So what I then went into another training program where I was back to Adam Hudson, right? Adam Hudson produces a new mentoring program. And I thought, you know what? I've seen great results from him before. So now I want to see what else is on offer. Because of course, over time, people experience different things. They gain new knowledge. And I know that he had received a lot more knowledge from the first time. So I wanted to tap into that and see where he could help me take my business and life to the next level. So I'm sitting down with Adam and I tell him sort of some of the things that I wanted to do. And he said, Matthew, you should be a leader, a thought leader in the space of e-com and Amazon because you've got results and you can articulate those results and show people the pathway of how to get out of the 9 to 5 and get a life on their own terms. And I thought about it and I said, yeah, a bit of self-doubt started coming in. I said, yeah, but I don't know if anyone wants going to want to listen to me really or pay for my advice. He said, you know, but you've got the knowledge. He said, that's what you should do. So I pondered on it for a little while. And then of course the challenge came to me and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. So I literally crafted a mentoring program that I could deliver for other people. And just coincidentally around that time, someone reached out to me through Instagram, having seen, of course, some of the receipts that I show. And I talk about the receipts. The receipts are things like the cars, the house, the material possessions, because they're the only things that you can see on a platform like Instagram. And if you see those things and you know that person is doing or has made a lot of money through Amazon or e-com, there's probably something that person knows. So this particular person just reached out to me through Instagram and said, oh, look, you know, I'm wondering if you do any coaching or mentoring. And so this is just after I'd had the conversation with Adam. And I said, yeah, I am doing something. So we discussed some payment terms. I discussed what I would provide and boom, there you go. I've got my first client. That's how it started. And so from there, I literally just crafted a program. And the program was crafted based on what I would have wanted when I was first starting out in Amazon and e-commerce. And the key thing that I found that I would have wanted was that I would have wanted 24/7 access to my mentor. Now, that wasn't provided at the time. But imagine if I could provide 24/7 access to all of my clients. They can call me, text me, write to me, email me, whatever it is, for any roadblock, anything that's on their mind. It could be mindset. It could be, how do I do the shipping plan? It can be, I'm stuck setting up my legal entity. Which direction should I go? I want my clients to not stop through the process. Because imagine if, like most training programs, you might get a coaching call with someone like once a month. But let's say in week one, you're stuck and you can't now progress forward, but you've now got to wait 3 weeks to a month in order to see your coach to then get your question answered. Well, that's a lot of time that you're sitting there doing nothing. And I want all of my clients to have that momentum where they're just not stopping, because if you kill momentum, you can kill the progress. And that can be a real downer in your journey of having to learn how to sell on Amazon or e-commerce. So that was one of the things that I put in straight away into my mentoring program was 24/7 access. Now, as you can imagine, I can't provide that to like 300 people, right? So that's why my program is extremely exclusive and I only work with people who I think are going to be coachable or take the information on that I say. And so that's why I've crafted my program like that. So it's real deliverable things that help people move through the journey of potentially they're stuck in the 9 to 5 matrix, which is what most people are, moving right through to actually selling things on Amazon. That's the first step, selling things on Amazon before they generally move into e-commerce. So that's the big wrap up and that's my story of how I've gone from, I guess, Tony Robbins all the way through various coaches and training programs, all the way through to now actually having, now being a multimillionaire and being able to deliver a mentoring program for other people who want to break out of the 9-to-5 matrix themselves. Now, I did say in the very beginning, how much money have I invested in a coaching, in coaching and mentoring in my lifetime? Are you ready? It's in the vicinity of $100,000+. And for most people, that's going to be like, holy shit, that is a shit ton of money. How did you possibly come up with that? But like I say, it's an investment into you, your education, and into your life. And when you get to my stage where you've now doing eight figures, you've done eight-figure business, $100,000 is cheap. Look, one question that comes up a lot is, how do I find the right mentor? Where there's so many people in this space. And who do you trust? And I would say you've got to look at two things. One is go deep into their social media profile. Everybody now is on social media. Yeah, whether it's going to be YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, go deep and listen to their stories. Because I think once you listen to them, you'll start to understand whether they've got the knowledge, and you'll find, do you trust these people enough to hand over your hard-earned cash? So that's probably the first thing. And while you're doing that, I would also look for the receipts. Yeah, and I mentioned about the receipts before, and that is, that do they have what you want? And for most people in the e-com and Amazon space, it's about finances, it's about breaking the 9-to-5. It's probably going to be material type possessions or the lifestyle that you want. So the lifestyle being, they don't have to go to work every single day. One of the things that I get to do every single day is take my children to school. Yeah, without the pressures of, oh my God, I've got to dump them at school and then run off and go to work. I don't have that pressure. I take my time, I drop them, I walk them into school, I play with them a little bit, I go on the swings, and then I casually walk out. That is one of the things, or even during the 9-to-5. If I wanted to, I could just go to the beach. That's something that I could do. Yeah, so that's part of the lifestyle. And then of course the material possessions are, hey, I want a better house for my family. I want to live in a better location. I want a nice car. I get it. I want all those things too. So those are the things that I'll be looking for, because for example, if someone's claiming that they're an eight-figure seller, but they're driving a Kia, chances are they're probably not doing eight figures, or something's gone wrong. Maybe they're saying they've done eight figures, but they've got zero profit. That's possible too, right? So look for the receipts, all right? And so just start going deep, build some trust with that person, and then reach out to them. And a lot of these programs too also have a little bit of entry. So don't go in for potentially like the $20,000 offer. Maybe start off with downloading their free book or something like that. Yeah, I actually have something like that myself. I've got an 8 Steps to 8 Figures guide, which you can download for free. You just simply find the link around this video, and you'll be able to get that. Now, that's something that I provide for absolutely no cost. In fact, you can even come into my community, my exclusive community, for free. And that could be your entry into understanding what I'm about, and do I like this guy? Do I trust this guy? Do I want to hand over any more money to this guy for private coaching, for example? So that's what I would do with some of the other players in the marketplace as well, some of the other mentors or coaches in the marketplace. And that could be a good one for you to discover who's who. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode on mentoring, and I hope that you can now take some chances on yourself and invest in yourself and help you break the 9-to-5 matrix and get to the next level in your business. And if you really do us a big favor, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and also Spotify. Leave a comment down below if you want any further questions answered, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. That's me, Matthew Fraser, in Amazon Ecom Secrets. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.